Now, this important question that you have raised about karma, good karma, bad karma, and all that sort of thing. Now, this is a great mystery on which I will have to speak at length if you really want an answer. And I think I won't have the time now, because once I start, it will take at least half an hour. So, we must do somewhere, some other time. All right. But you keep this question green in your mind. It's a very important question. And we must be able to find an answer to this question. What is this? If all this is God's work, then what is this good karma, bad karma, and the consequences that we have to suffer, and all that sort of thing? What is all this? For that we have to know what is the scheme of the universe. In the history of thought, there are three answers to this question. Not this answer of Upanishad, but in the history of thought, there are three answers to this question. According to one answer, there is a principle of evil which is independent of God. And God is fighting with that principle. And this battle is going on. And ultimately, God will win the battle. That is one answer. Ultimately, God will win the battle.
How can anything be independent of God?
You are quite right. But this is an answer which is not acceptable logically. But this is one answer which is being given. That God is good, but He is not omnipotent.
This is the first answer.
God is good, but He is not omnipotent. Therefore, there is a power of evil, which is not able to control and therefore there is a battle between the two principles. The second answer is that there is no God at all. There is a law of karma which is supreme. And according to the actions that individuals perform, the law of karma metes out justice. And therefore, if you increase good actions, ultimately you will be free from this trouble.
But in this also, who initiates karma?
Good or bad? In this answer, there is no answer to this question. We are simply told, look, this is what is happening, and we are seeing this. When it began, how it began, why it began, it is something that we cannot know. What we can know is only this, that there is this law of karma.
And we are even told, do not raise this question. You are raising this question, but we are told, don't raise this question, knowing that it cannot be answered. And besides, why do you want to know the answer to this question? You are concerned with the liberation. You want to be free from this trouble. And I am giving you the remedy for becoming free from this trouble. Use the remedy that I am giving you and feel free afterwards. The usual example that is given is that if you are walking in a forest barefooted, you are bound to be struck one day by thorns. And some thorn may be very poisonous and may go straight into the flesh very sharply. And there is a tremendous pain. Now in that state of pain, you call out to a friend and he is prepared to take it out. At that time you say, please don't take it out. First answer me the question, why this has happened, how it has happened. Do you ask such questions at all at that time? You don't. Similarly, you are in this gross pain now and don't even raise this question because you are under a state of suffering and I am only telling you how to come out of it. This is the answer of Buddhism. That there is no God, there is only law of karma, in the net of which you find yourself. Now, how you find yourself, why you find yourself, when it was entered into, these questions, according to Buddhism, are unanswered and unanswerable. And in this law of karma, which is all the time pervasive, there is one very mischievous principle, the principle of Mara, an evil principle, which wants to keep you down. And even questioning of this kind is a method of Mara and prevents you from finding out a solution. So don't fall into the hands of Mara and don't raise this question as to why this has happened, how it has happened, when it started. This is the second answer to the question. The third answer to the question is, it is not dissimilar to this answer, but slightly different, which says, two things. First, don't raise a question as to how it happened. But I can tell you that it is because of ignorance that you are in this condition. And if you remove ignorance, you will be liberated from this mess in which you are now. And when you come out of it, you find that you were never in the mess. This is slightly different from the first answer, the second answer. You find that you were never in the mess at all. It was a bad dream in which you thought that you were in the mess. But really speaking, you were never in the mess. It was simply a kind of an illusion of Maya in the clutches of which you were having a wrong and bad dream and you were imagining that you were in the mess and you were in trouble. And the question as to how you were in it, why you were in it, that question will not arise at all because you were not there at all. The famous statement of this theory is, none is bound, none is seeking to be free, none is to be freed, none is to be liberated. It is only in the field of Maya that all these questions arise. You feel bondage, you feel trouble, and in the field of bondage you can be told as some kind of a method. Again, in the field of bondage, it is like saying you are in confusion and you can come out of confusion by a confusion. You are in a confusion and you can come out of it by a confusion. Pardon? That's right. This is it. This is the theory of Mayavada.